Cell phone towers in Oregon's path of totality are expected to overload. That's because of selfies with the sun thousands of visitors might try to upload. But an unexpected consequence of cell coverage going down? Farm irrigation circles going dry. Correspondent Anna King has more.
Joe Hill belts on his well-patinaed silver buckle every day to go to work. He won it with his Champion 4-H steer back in 97. Today, he's in a remote field in North Powder. He's trying to fix the broken sickle on his wheat combine.
Well, for Christ's sake.
It's a three-man, one-woman job, and it's not going well. Also not going well during the middle of wheat harvest are Hill's irrigation circles. A circle pivot is a wheeled arm that walks around 120 acres or more, spraying water across the field. Farmers can set the rate so it passes over the ground very slowly or more rapidly. The new ones work off cell towers, so farmers can adjust that water right from their mobile phones.
Easy where you're swinging there.
Ever since the eclipse has been creeping up closer, cell companies like Verizon have been working to increase their capacity in the path of totality for the expected crowds. Verizon is one of the main companies that works out here and that farmers' fields are connected with. But that cell expansion work has already thrown off many of the irrigation circles on Verizon's service.
You know, we've got a great network of people that we work with, but, I mean, it's darn frustrating.
Verizon said in a statement, the eclipse is a once-in-a-lifetime occurrence, and they are expecting some challenges, but they have tried to upgrade their service wherever possible. Out here in this wheat field, Hill is worried about the eclipse. He expects major trouble for at least 4 days.
Well, in some cases, some of them we will be able to still have some control, and we can drive out and turn them on and turn them off. But some of them are wired, so the only way we can turn the water on and off and or change the speed is all based on that cell phone controlled unit. And so in those cases, it's going to be pretty challenging.
A piece down the road, outside of Haines, Jess Blatchford says he's ready for this gathering storm of eclipsers. Garth Brooks plays on his dusty farm shop radio while workers repair a chest-tall tractor tire. Blatchford, too, expects all his circles to go offline this week. He's got four-wheelers primed so he and his crew can run to each individual field on his 2,000-acre ranch and get the water back online manually. He's hoping his phone will still alarm when the circles shut off. Blatchford mainly grows processing spuds. Even a couple hot days off water can cause heat stress. With potatoes, it's hard to know what you've got until you dig them, but a few days without water could mean thousands of dollars lost on a single field, he says. But Blatchford is mainly worried about fire. He says it hasn't rained much here in weeks, and there's a lot of dry fields where eclipsers might try to pull off the road.
There's still a lot of stubble around, and you get people that don't understand that they don't need to be driving out through the fields, and it creates a pretty big fire hazard.
As for posting on Facebook, making calls, or Googling, Blatchford isn't too worried.
That doesn't worry me. If it quit for a day, it'd just be a pretty quiet day.
Like Blatchford, most farmers I spoke with said they don't mind giving up their solitude and sharing their dramatic mountain views for a few days with the visitors. They're just hoping there's enough bandwidth and blacktop to share. I'm Anna King, outside of Haines, Oregon.